I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors, wishing you a wonderful holiday season.
The way the calendar lines up, we will not have new Free Pods on Christmas or New Year's Day.
But Free Pod will return on January 9th with all the news you've been missing.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Good morning. I'm Alan Wenzel.
I'm Tim Connors.
I'm Becky Connors.
We're here today to talk a little bit about what we've done this past year with our in-depth interviews for Free Pod.
We have had a lot of fun with our in-depth interviews on Free Pod, that's for sure. I know I've enjoyed doing them, although I haven't done as many as the two of you have. But I think we learn a lot about our community, and it's really fun to share them with the rest of the community, too.
Yeah, I started doing these thinking I knew a lot about Freeport, and then after this took place... I've learned a lot more about Freeport and know that we'll be learning more about it in 2025.
I agree. And not only did I learn a whole lot about Freeport, I met some really passionate people who are really involved in the community and want to do good things for the community. And it was just fun talking to folks that are thrilled about being here and are thrilled about being a part of what's going on.
Like the first one I did was with Nikki Yarn, who's president of the Freeport Concert Band. And I mean, I'm a member and I learned a whole bunch. I'm in the band, but I didn't know all the things that she had to share. And it's fascinating to learn the history of some of the great things in our community and the future too, what people are planning for the future.
My good example of that, Becky, is when I talked to Rocky and Eric Zuberbühler. Mm-hmm. Here are a couple of guys who decided to take an old historic building and redo it and make it into a more modern workspace that's efficient and effective. And it was just fun talking to those two because they have a love for old things, but they also love for the community. And the two matched up really well, I thought.
It's also fun, and I hope we do more of this in the future, visiting places. When Tim and I went to Wing It Mini Golf for the first time, it was really fun for the two of us to sit down and chat about it right there still at the Wing It Mini Golf and experience this wonderful new facility. And yes, we had mini golf. And yes, I already loved it. But Wing It took it up a whole nother level. So I hope that in the future we do more of that visiting. Like, for instance, Tim and I were going to do a broadcast from Brewfest, but sadly, I had to go out of town for a funeral, so that didn't happen. But, you know, visiting events or places like Lincoln Mall and seeing what's going on, I think visiting places and looking at places is a fun thing to do.
And I enjoyed, and I know it just happened and everybody can listen to it, but I really enjoyed the Christmas Memories podcast that Becky and I did together. And it brought a lot of memories back. But more importantly, we've received some really nice feedback from individuals who got to know about us a little bit. And I think that's also very, very important.
One of the things that struck me about a couple of my interviews, I talked with Wayne Duckman earlier in the year, a community development director, and Rob Boyer, the city manager. I was really impressed with the city's plans for the future. They've got things laid out that they'd like to do in the next few years, and there's a clear plan.
It's really comforting to hear.
Well, yeah. making street improvements and infrastructure improvements. And Wayne Duckman, interesting guy. I learned a lot about abandoned buildings and the complexity of the issues that are involved anytime you try to remove a building from a property roll by demolishing it. A lot of legal implications and consequences. And the owners of buildings can delay the process legally. But I guess the thing I took away from that interview was for the city, they're in a kind of a tough spot because if they take a building down and demolish it, it's off the tax rolls and they don't get tax money for additional city services. So it's nice to get rid of blighted buildings, but you don't get anything for it, really.
Well, and everybody thinks sometimes that that I'm Mr. Funny Man, but I think some of the interviews that I started off with, Andrea Winter, executive director of Greater Freeport Partnership, finding out about the general plans just about Freeport. And again, this city is in great shape with those people. And then getting a call and doing an interview with William Brown, who did a gun violence awareness event in town.
Right.
And
I remember that one. That was a good interview.
Not only was a good interview, but also my mouth doesn't drop often. And when I found out about his story and him coming to Freeport and what this event was all about, it really made me realize that there are people that care. And then the Eats and Beats was a lot of fun with the guys that really explained it. And a lot of people said, I did not know Eats and Beats was like that. Well, thank you, FreePod. Thank you, Timbuktu. Thank you, Alan.
And, you know, you mentioned abandoned buildings, and that immediately brought to mind when I interviewed Jennifer and Joe Konoski about the Tabernacle out at Oakdale, you know. And I really admire people who see a problem and decide not to say, oh, somebody ought to fix this, but I'm going to help fix this right now. Sort of like Juliet Mottero with, seeing the problems with bird communities in our community and doing all that was needed to make Freeport into a bird city. And all of the different inclusive programming that she has and classes for kids, you know, she sees a hole that's in the community and fills it. Much like Marjorie Phillips in the community concerts, she's been doing that forever. And huge names of people have been to Freeport because of Marjorie Phillips and the Freeport community concerts.
And one more old building story, my interview with Jessica Modica from the Freeport Art Museum.
Sure.
Here's a group that's taking a very historic building downtown that's been a number of things, an auto dealership, a Montgomery Ward's, a parts place, and are turning it into a really neat arts campus for the community.
Well, and I think it's neat how we do these interviews. And the one thing that I was talking to our editors and things like that is we need to get these out there, you know, and not only to let Freeport individuals hear them, but what about more individuals outside our community? And then, thanks to WNIJ, Northern Public Radio, our interviews and our newscap, our podcasts are now on Northern Public Radio.
That's great. That's cool.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
And our partnership with Highland has helped contribute to that too, because they do a great job of the mass communications department producing our interviews and our podcasts. And their association with WNIJ has really helped us get the word out, Tim. And I'm hopeful the next year we can do even more of that.
Yeah.
Get the word out about us.
And people should know that they can go back and hear not all of these interviews, some of them, but back through September, they can get them on our website, freepod.org, but at WNIJ, they can get archived interviews and broadcasts. And that's really important. Another very important part of our community that we've talked about in different ways is Freeport School District. So important. And when I interviewed Dr. Rocio Del Castillo, I was just overwhelmed by her passion for her job of helping all non-English speakers in the community get the education that they need, working with the families and the students. It was impactful to me.
The school district's doing some great work now, and it's kind of under the radar until Freepod comes along and with an interview and introduces the community once again to all the good things that they're doing over there.
Well, and I've always known how great Dr. Anna Alvarado is as my boss, and more importantly, what she does. Having that in-depth interview, and I have to admit, it's the longest podcast that I've done so far. I think it was 24, 25 minutes, but every minute was just fabulous because she cares about this community. Speaking of caring, a fun one that I did was, and it reminds me of the fact that we are here at Nine East Coffee, because my first podcast I did was with Nick Namio, and we were going to do a podcast about pickleball outside of Crate Park, and it was raining cats and dogs. So I said, Nick, where are we going to do it? He's like, where are we having breakfast? And I said, let's go to Nine East Coffee. So we're in our Nine East Coffee studios here doing this podcast.
So, Tim, you mean to tell me you're only a fair weather pickleball player?
I am a fair weather pickleball interviewer when it's raining like cats and dogs. I'm not gonna interview anyone in the rain. Sorry.
You know, another community member institution that's so important to us, besides the school district, FHN. When I interviewed Mark Gridley, I was just astonished to learn the number of dollars that they put back into this community every year. It was approaching $350 million of salaries and services and goods that they purchase. An unbelievable economic impact for a community this size to have an institution like FHN operating in our community.
And all those community-wide things also remind us that we have some really interesting neighbors. For instance, Tim and Charity Hyden and their beekeeping.
Oh,
Tim
right.
did a really fun interview with them.
And that was Alan. I took the pictures. And then I go across the street and talk to the Hydens every day.
And then I beat him to the interview. Yeah, and I beat Tim to the interview. He still hasn't forgiven me.
Yeah, nice job, Alan. Thanks. I only talk to him every day. Yeah. And I want you to know that our schnauzer, Charlie, the intern, he was over there taking pictures with the beekeepers. All right.
There you go. Well, and another group outside the community a little bit, when I talked to Brian and Seth Wenzel about the technology that's now driving how we farm in the county, it's just a very interesting conversation about how things have changed even in the last 10 to 15 years when it comes to agriculture. And these two guys are doing the latest and the greatest, and it was really fun to learn more about the agricultural community outside of Freeport.
It is. And I think you'll hear a lot of our personalities involved with these and some of the ideas. I have to admit that I was very excited to do the special spooky Halloween double feature in which I interviewed some friends who've had some issues and how my experience down at the Masonic Temple, I'll never forget. And we talked about that. But then talking with our friend Al down in Shannon, who has a YouTube video out with a very haunted area, supposedly. Hmm. And I would like to do more of those in the future, not, you know, for Halloween. There are so many other individuals.
And I'd like to continue interviewing for the coming year folks involved in government, just to keep track of what's happening there. An interview that I really enjoyed early on was the one with Jasmine Wingert, the Stevenson County clerk, and learned so much about elections and the work that's put into making sure that election day happens smoothly, the work that election judges do. It's 15-hour days from these folks to help us perform our civic duty. And I learned that every single ballot has a pretty extensive paper trail, to including initials by the county clerk up on the corner to make sure it's a legitimate ballot. I learned so much from those folks. It's not my world, typically. I don't work in that world. I don't live in that world. But it's fun to dive in and talk to someone like Jasmine and really understand what's behind some of these civic efforts that are underway.
Well, beer is my world. Beer is my world.
True.
Yes, Becky knows that.
You bathe in it?
Not anymore. But to the older woman who came up to me one time at Higher Grounds and said, "Is everything you do just about beer?" Well, in this case, for a couple weeks, it was, because I was really proud to go out to Wishful Acres. I went to Generations. I went to Lena Brewing Company. And I did interviews with all of those. And we did little 5 minutes that we put onto FreePod. Mm-hmm. But then I did two Timbuktus with Stephen Winter and with Nate and Penny Peterson, and really learned about how they created these breweries. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just sit there and you think, okay, you're sitting at the kitchen table and you're like, okay, let's have a business. Yeah. We're not going to just have a farm. Let's create something else. Mm-hmm. And you find out about these, and they're so exciting and so wonderful. And it's so neat to have them in our area and to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm. And I think in the future, we can also do more interviews with nonprofit organizations in town. We just did a story about the League of Women Voters, or 100 Women Who Care, or 100 Men Who Care. Interview some of those people involved with that. One Book, One Freeport's coming up in February and March at the Freeport Public Library. That kind of thing, I think, is very interesting for us to continue to interview.
And one something I'd like to do more of too, and I did a couple this last year, one with Ed Alderman on watching out for computer scams, and one with Jim Yeager on how to handle disinformation and what we could do to counteract that. I'd like to help our citizens be more aware of some of the ways in which they can be better protected against some of the things that are happening around us that might try to take advantage of us financially or in some other way. And so I'm always on the lookout for those kind of interviews too.
I'm on the lookout for interesting people. Mm-hmm. And I think that the idea of, for example, going down and doing the Twice as Nice 25th anniversary with Carmela Jackson. She is a wonderful lady who has had a business. She is delightful. Mm-hmm. She is a blast. And I flinched when we interviewed because I asked her, what's the strangest thing that ever came into your business? And she said, we got a big bag of weed in one of our shoes. Now, I flinched immediately because I'm like, oh, wait. All right, I'm not a teacher anymore. I can talk about this. But it's one of these things that it's just when you have people that are that comfortable talking about things and having fun with that, I think that can get interest and get more people to be a part of it.
You know, and so that's a great example, Tim. And the guy that I talked to, which I think fell in that same category, was Mark Menino. He's talking about the Northwest Illinois Air Show. Oh, talk about a guy excited and passionate about what he was doing and pulling all of the pieces together to make that happen. Just an interesting guy, and with an interest of his that he's brought to the community. And I don't know if you remember the air show and when it took place last summer, but it was jets going over and banking up over where we live, even out in the country. So it was a fun day, but an interesting person, Tim. In charge of a very interesting community event. Those are fun people to talk to.
Well, and I think the thing when you hear individuals go, well, Freeport's just an old town and Freeport only has older people and da-da-da-da. I'll tell you this. I interviewed Rachel Gastel, who's over at the Historical Society. I've interviewed Ben Skipor, Nicole Haas. I mean, all Nadine Penny, Stephen Winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have younger individuals that are doing great things.
They make a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Making a big difference. I have an interview that's going to set up with Josh Elliott coming up. Mm-hmm. I want to interview the guys down at Morton Saints, at Morton's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's just one of these things that we have a nice core of younger people who mm-hmm. care about this community like we all do. Mm-hmm. Let's learn about them and let's do things with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll add something to that. We also have people who are influential, people who live in our community who are influential beyond our community. And the example I think of is Dr. Jack Herman, who I interviewed about some public health issues. He's on the State of Illinois Board of Public Health, and he's been appointed by like six different governors now, and he's served several years on the State Board of Public Health. And so he's in Springfield influencing what happens statewide on public health issues, and he lives here in our community and is involved in our community.
And how about the individuals that maybe before we had FreePod would sit around and go, there's nothing to do in this town. Well, it sure seems to me that, let's see, we're over 17 minutes right now. We sure have discussed a lot of things going on that not only can be done in this town, but we have people that are trying to do more things in this town, and we want to bring those out.
And that's kind of the purpose behind our interviews, isn't it, Tim and Becky, that to find those individuals and bring them to the attention of all of us so that we're better informed about what's happening.
And that so everyone can participate. There are so many things, events, performances, whatever, that people after the fact say, oh, gee, I would have gone to that if I'd known about it. So listen to FreePod and you'll find out about them ahead of time.
Right. And I think with Julia Montero, with what she's doing with the promotions that she puts on Facebook and the graphics, which are crazy good, and how it's almost like we have our own little publicist, which it's like, oh my gosh, would you like me to put this photo? And I'm like, sure, do whatever you want. That's great. But Juliet helps. And of course, not only with our interviews, the three of us doing our interviews, we also have our FreePod hosts too. We have our FreePod hosts. We have Paulette and Pat. Paulette Williams-Thomas, we have Pat Norman, we have Lynn Fever, and also Amy and Matt Mullen, and I know her as Amy Kostenbader as my cousin.
Right. And Amy is a student.
But it's, so did I, but Amy Fisher. And so they are those are our FreePod people. And then you've mentioned Jim Yeager in the interview, but Jim and Arthur, don't forget about our buddy Arthur.
That's right. He does the recording for us.
Arthur does recording, and Arthur helps us out a lot also. So, I mean,
And they edit out our errors. Whenever we make errors, they edit them out so you never find out about them.
As a matter of fact, I've worried a few times when I've been on, I'm like, they're going to keep that. And then I listen and I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for taking that out. Thank you so much.
They do amazing work, and we're so grateful for their help. This wouldn't happen without those people involved.
And let's also point out that we're really trying to do more than just things in Freeport. We talked about like the Lena Fall Festival and other events and in surrounding communities as well. And that's a part of our plan too, is to keep spreading out and doing more than just Freeport.
Walk before you run, right?
Definitely.
We're trying to figure this out. And we've been a year into this. Now, we haven't been doing in-depth interviews that long, but FreePod has been operating since January of 1 of 2024. And so here we are a year later talking about where we've been, but also where we're going to be going. That's fun.
It is hard to believe that it's been on the air for almost a year now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe Marilyn Smith's kept me on this long. It's hard to believe.
You haven't been fired yet.
Not yet. But my first interview was with Delbert Bunker of Beefaroo. I'll never forget. And now Beefaroo is coming around, and I just chatted with Delbert, and Delbert wants me to chat with the new general manager and let everybody know how great things are going forward with Beefaroo. Wow. And so I think you'll hear that in 2025. You're going to hear, I already have a number of individuals ready to go to that want to chat. And some will be like a chat. Some will be informative, and some will be helpful to the community.
And so to our listeners, stay tuned. We've got a lot ahead of us, and we're glad that you've listened today as we did a little bit of a retrospective on 2024. And personally, I'd like to wish all of our listeners the very best holiday season and a great new year.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Whatever holiday you celebrate, enjoy it. And let's hope we have a happy and safe December.
Please listen to us. Please be a part of us. Please ask questions. And more importantly, have a great holiday season.
As we've mentioned, our Thursday news podcast will return next Thursday, January 9th. In the meantime, we have another in-depth interview for you that will post next Tuesday, December 7th at noon. Free Pod host Alan Wenzel will be visiting with Ed Finch about their 15th year of hosting Lindo Theater's Select Picks Classics film series. The first film of 2025 airs the next day, Wednesday, January 8th, and it's a great one, The Untouchables from 1987. Starring Kevin Costner and Sean Connery as Treasury agents during Prohibition, out to take down Al Capone, played by Robert De Niro. Showtimes at the Lindo are 1 and 7 p.m. at regular ticket prices. Happy New Year, and we'll be back on our usual schedule starting again next week.